you will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness,
adding value, showing that you have value,
to the downside of venture capital.
You will not own the company.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO and today's guest host. I'm Rob Artigo here, your guest host on this edition of Tough Things First, the podcast. I'm an award-winning writer and investigative consultant. Being invited back is always a pleasure, Ray.
It's always good to have you on the program, Rob.
Well, Ray, when I was a kid, my mother told me there was a pot at the end of the rainbow, but she...
A pot of gold. Okay.
She definitely included the gold part. It wouldn't have been as interesting if it was just a pot.
Right.
Anyway, she did tell me this story for a reason. As we were driving along, and you know how it is when you're driving along and you've got the rainbow in the rainy skies and the sun shining through the clouds a little bit, and you get that beautiful arch of that rainbow. And as you're driving along, we would be out there driving on the highway, watching the rainbow. She would say, let's go get the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. And as she would explain, the rainbow would move away on the horizon, or we would never be able to get to that bottom of the rainbow. You could never reach there. So her message to me was really, it's a fantasy. It doesn't really exist. Or am I wrong? Is there a pot at the end of the rainbow? A pot of gold?
A pot of gold. Right. Well, it's a mirage. And sometimes we chase these rainbows, thinking that there's a pot of gold. I think it's a saying that we've used over and over, because of the dark storms and the furiousness, the ferocity of the storm, with all of the weather associated with a bad storm, and then it begins to clear and you see that beautiful rainbow that appears. We say, boy, there's got to be a pot of gold, because I've been through so much, and if there's not a pot of gold at the end of that rainbow, I'm done. In life, it's a mirage. If you think just because you've been through a stormy time and it's been extremely furious that there's got to be some gold at the end of that rainbow, we're just kidding ourselves. So there's the ups and downs associated with the ferocity of running a business. Believing that there's a pot of gold, it's the one that we make, not the one the rainbow has. So that's what I mean by don't be fooled by that pot of gold story about at the end of the rainbow.
It seems to me that it's right in line with those who see the pot and pursue it at all cost. So if they have that, whatever their pot of gold is, their big reward down the road. And, you know, I think Ahab and the white whale. So his thing was, his pot of gold was the revenge, getting the white whale. And then, therefore, he spent his time, his life, and ultimately his obsession that killed him trying to get the white whale. And we have those kinds of things in our lives. We can say, that pot of gold is what I want, and I'm willing to get it at all costs, and at the expense of everything else. And ultimately, it's really I know I made the mistake in the introduction. I said the pot at the end of the rainbow. It is really, it could be just an empty pot.
Exactly. No, you're right. I was just at the saying of the pot of gold, but yes, it could be just they're just a pot, empty pot, nothing in it. And so starting a business, you have to start it for the right reasons. If you're starting it because of the pot of gold at the end, it's an illusion. You're going to be chasing this rainbow. And so don't start your company for the wrong reason. Make sure that it is for the right reason. So, you know, what are some of the right reasons that we should start a company? Rob, you got any thoughts on what would be a good reason to start your company?
To support my family, to build a business where I can employ others.
Okay. And certainly, you know, those are all good. And so it's just like building anything, you know, depending upon the structure you want. No one would start building a home without the plans. And so you want to make sure that your plans represent what you want to build, you know, whether it be a multi-bedroom or single bedroom, whatever it is that you're trying to construct, you know, make sure that your plan represents what it is you want as the finished product. And then as you begin, you know, building that building, make sure it's the right materials that you're using, that it's not, you know, bad material, that your studs are straight, they're not warped. And make sure that all the preparation, the foundation, and all the things you're putting into it have all the right construction and done properly according to the codes and so forth that you need to have a long-lasting structure. And that's the way we should approach building a company. Make sure that we have good plans, that we have a good foundation, that the structure represents what it is we want at the end. In fact, I have a friend who's a contractor, he says, why is it that people keep changing their mind as they're building the home? Don't they realize that compromises a lot of the structure of the home? So I don't know why he even stays as a contractor, because he bellyaches so much about the people who are building the home. The customer they're to complain all the time. They complain about the paint. They complain about the way the structure is going up. Make sure that what you're building is what you want, and you're not building something that you don't want, and that you're going to constantly have to change, especially as you're going through the construction phase. So proper preparation, proper planning, and is all what you need up front before you start your business.
Then, of course, remember that whatever your goal is at the end, it shouldn't be so tied to one, you know, so tied to that pot of gold that you ultimately give up everything else to get there, because you'll probably fail. Instead of being good at that one thing, you'll fail at everything.
Well, I have a friend, by the way, who built a home, and the original cost was half of what the home actually ended up being. So what he did was, so he built the home. It was twice as much as had been rejected, and he ended up having to sell the home. Actually, declared bankruptcy because he couldn't even afford to make the payments. Make sure that you don't build your home to the point where you will bankrupt yourself or bankrupt the company.
And of course, do the tough things first, right, Ray?
Absolutely. Learning to do the tough things first will prevent you from building the wrong kind of home.
As always, you could reach out to Ray Zinn with your questions at toughthingsfirst.com. You can continue your education, your business education, or your education in life. And of course, join the conversation with the podcasts, Ray's blogs, and links to information about the book, Tough Things First. Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, Rob. It's always good to have you on the program.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.